Chapter 3. In the kitchen, Remy happily rummaged through the spices while Emil stared nervously at the old lady who was fast asleep in front of the TV. As usual, it was tuned to the cooking channel.
Saffron, saffron, where is the saffron?
Remy located tarragon, allspice, sage, basil, and dill, but the saffron was nowhere to be found. Emil was starting to panic.
Not good. Don't like it. She's gonna wake up.
I've been down here a million times, said Remy. She turns on the cooking channel and boom, never wakes up.
You've been here a million times?
Remy ignored his brother.
I'm telling you, saffron will be just the thing. Gusteau swears by it.
Emil was lost.
Okay, who's Gusteau?
He asked.
Just the greatest chef in the world,
Remy replied. He pushed aside some cookbooks, revealing the old woman's copy of Anyone Can Cook. Gusteau wrote this cookbook. Emil stared at his brother.
Wait a minute.
You read?
Remy bit his lip.
Well, not excessively, he said, embarrassed.
Oh, man, Emil groaned. Does Dad know?
Remy laughed.
You could fill a book, a lot of books, with things Dad doesn't know. And they have, which is why I read. Which is also our secret.
Emil was upset.
I don't like secrets. All this cooking and reading and TV watching while we read and cook. It's like you're involving me in a crime. And I let you. Why do I let you?
Remy barely even heard his brother. That saffron had to be somewhere. Meanwhile, above their heads, the rat colony streamed into the dark attic. It was dinner time. Django watched as each rat carried food from the compost heap and tossed it into a pile in the center of the room. But he was distracted.
What's taking those kids so long? He wondered. At last!
Remy located a tiny tin of saffron and held it up as if it were a rare jewel.
Ah, Aquila saffron. Italian.